Morning. What a lively crowd we have today, huh? Let's try that again. Everybody look out, look around. It's nice and pretty, beautiful spring day. Good morning. Now that's much better. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? I'd like to invite you to be with us for our Sunday school. The title of our lesson this morning was Increasing Faith, and the golden text is Luke 17:5, and it says, "The apostle said unto the Lord, Increase our faith." Well, of course, the Lord doesn't have to increase our faith. It's up to us. The Lord will tell us how to do it. He tells us in His Word how we can do it. But it's up to us. The benefits are unspeakable if we do. And as we were talking about in our Sunday school, doesn't it make life so much less complicated when we just give things, use our faith, and just give things over to the Lord? Isn't it good that we can do that? Because we have hope. Hope in Christ. And so I am so glad that the Lord gives me a reason to just step out in faith and just place it in His hands. Because I can't do this on my own, I tell you. I just can't do it. But I'm so glad that He can. Thank you, Jamie. She said amen. Well, we got a birthday girl. My best buddy had a birthday this week. Would you help me sing happy birthday to her? One of them things I was saying, I can't do this on my own. And I noticed here, I was looking for Beth Ann. Help me remember, because we got to give her a big round of applause. But April the 20th, Wes and Beth Ann Russell celebrated 21 years anniversary. So give them a big hand. Boy, this must be some big anniversary you're planning here. It's a month-long celebration. Well, then we will definitely have to remember that come May. All right, anyone else? Pastor, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you. It's good to be together this morning once again in the house of the Lord. Worship Him. Join in fellowship. And let's ask His blessing on our service today. Please join with me. We're so grateful, Lord, that we can gather here freely and openly to worship You. And Lord, that's our heart's desire this morning, that we certainly would put all the other things out of our minds that seem to come to our thoughts and focus our attention, Lord, upon who You are and the greatness of Your person and the glory, Lord, of Your exaltation. So give us hearts to worship You in spirit and truth, and may You be exalted and glorified and pleased as we desire that this morning. Thank You for this time. Bless us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, again, welcome to everyone. Beautiful morning this morning. If you're visiting with us, we're glad to have you, and we hope you feel at home this morning to worship with us. And you may or may not know it, but today is May Day. So, happy May Day. We don't have a maypole out front that we're going to dance around, but it's good to have each of you with us. You ladies, of course, your mother-daughter dinner will be this Tuesday, and of course, I know you already know about it and are anticipating the fun that comes with that, so looking forward to that. For those of you that are going tonight to the Bob Jones Musical Group at Bethany Bible Church. I think we'll meet here at 5. So if anybody needs a ride, come or congregate here at 5 and go on if you can. If not, if you can just meet there, but whatever will work for you. I think that's it for the announcement. So if you'll please stand, we'll have our chorus of praise, which is the doxology.
Your call to worship printed in the bulletin is found Psalm 119 verses 17 to 24. So if you'll read it along with me. Dear bountifully, deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word.
Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me.
My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath. At all times.
Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments.
Remove me from reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies.
Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servants did meditate in thy statute. All testimonies are also my delight and my counselors.
All right, turn in your hymnals to number 164. Number 164.
Thank you. Scripture reading today will be Psalm 46, if you'd like to follow along. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Verse 5. God is in the midst of her. He shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kings were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, which desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
One of the great psalms in the Old Testament, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Let's bow before the Lord as we remember to praise him, as well as to remember some of the folks that we've been praying for. Please join with me. Lord, we do rejoice in this psalm that you are our refuge and our strength. You're our very present help in trouble. You're near to us. You never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you, Lord, regardless of what happens in this world. As the psalmist says, even if the seas are removed and the mountains are carried into the midst of the sea, Lord, you're still with us and you're still in control. You're the sovereign king of this universe. And so while we look at the things around us and some of the events and those things which trouble us, Lord, help us to remember once again, Lord, that you are the sovereign and that nothing that happens in this world is without your knowledge and under your control. Even those things which we see, which we consider to be bad, Lord, you have a way of turning them into cause your plan to come to pass. And so we've seen this so often with your children of Israel, how you dealt with them. And so, Lord, help us, Lord, to be faithful to you, to trust in you, Lord, to have confidence that that all things work together for those who love God, to those who are called according to your purpose. Even when we face disease and hardships in our life, Lord, help us not to become afraid or bitter, but, Lord, to trust in you. We thank you today also, Lord, that we can come before you openly. Thank you for our nation. We realize, Lord, we need prayer. We need your hand upon us, God, to turn us from our wickedness, to turn us back, Lord, to seek after you and to know you and serve you. Lord, we pray for our leaders that their hearts will be changed. And regardless of that, we pray, Lord, that each one of us individually and as families, that we will live for you and glorify you and serve you well. We pray for our church that you'll bless us with a desire above all else to exalt Christ and to build each other up and to teach and to train and to reach the lost. We pray, Father, for other ministries like ours around the world, that your hand of blessing would rest upon them to give them success spiritually and many, many people turning to you. We pray for those in Europe today as we've been thinking about all of those refugees. We pray, Father, that you'll guide the Christians there, the churches that preach the gospel, to reach out to these people. And we pray that many will come to Christ, Lord, who've been set free from their home in Syria and other places, but now they're where they can hear the gospel. So we pray that many will be saved. Lord, we pray for our own needs here today. We know we have many people that are suffering illnesses. We pray your hand to be upon them. Pray for little Charlie. You'll continue to watch over him and strengthen him, Lord, and bless him. And Martha, she cares for him. Pray for Daphne and her mom as they travel today back from Raleigh. Watch over them. Keep them safe. Pray for Steve and Sharon as they head to the beach today. You go before them. Pray for our good friend and brother Don Fulham, Lord, who's had a bad week. We pray for him that you'll touch him and strengthen him and bless him, Lord. For Tommy Moore as he continues to heal from his colitis and bladder infection, Lord, we pray that you would touch him and heal him not only physically but spiritually, Lord. Same thing for Alex Freeman. that you'll touch his life and bring him, Lord, to follow after you. And for Jim Peters, we pray for him once again. Pray for Reva, Lord, that you'll help her during these difficult days of all of her back issues. Thank you for the good news about Carly. Bless her and strengthen her. And for the good news about Michael, Lord, also, that he'll continue to recover, and his wife, Lana. And for Edith, as she goes through her radiation treatments, bless her and strengthen her. Betty Tyson, thank you that Jim didn't do more damage to his hand than he did. Pray you'll heal that hand for him. And pray for Cora as she goes this Thursday for her surgery, Lord. Give her peace, confidence in you, trust in you, Lord, that you'll do all things well. And Lord, we thank you again that we can place all of these people before you, knowing, God, that your will be done in their lives. And we commit them to you, knowing, Lord, that you do what is right all the time. And so we ask that you'll continue to strengthen us. Pray for those in the military. You'll bless them and watch over them, especially those who are Christians, Lord, that they'll live a good testimony for you. Lord, bless this service, we pray, as we come together around the Lord's table. Prepare our hearts to do that, Father, as we desire to meet with you and meet with one another in this special time. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Cooper, if you'll bring Logan up here, we'll take the morning offering. Bow our heads. Dear Lord, we thank thee again for this gift of another day. Lord, we thank you for the beauty of it and for the many blessings, Lord, and many answered prayers as we so often bring our petitions to you, Lord, and you're so faithful to administer to those needs. And Lord, we just pray your will be done. Lord, we pray that you'd forgive us of our sins. And Lord, as we give back a portion now that is that you've blessed us with, that we'll give accordingly, Lord, and it'll be used in such a way that it'll glorify you. It'll help to further spread the gospel. Lord, we just thank you. We love you. In Christ's wonderful name we pray. Amen.